I was worried that you had a cyborg dick like I used to have.
Russ, what's... I thought you were using your... I thought you were using kind of like a thumbstick, like a like an analog stick on your dick. Just kind of like...
It's like the N64 one. After a while, like after too many games of Mario Party, like...
Yeah, it hurts your thumb.
I have this...
You have to like rub your palm over it to like get through the mini games, you know?
I installed a fleshlight into my arcade stick so I can masturbate while practicing Tekken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
And it's not... It's you just gotta work the circuitry around it. I'm not too worried about messy cords. I'm not all about a, you know, a clean looking inner box. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I use that for my melty cum setup.
Melty cum, you asshole. I don't know what is Melty Blood? That's the indie one. That's like the Toho of fighting games.
No, Melty Blood is it's based on one of the Fate Stay Night games.
Oh wow, okay.
Oh.
Yeah, I played it a ton when it was first. Released, I think, because it was like one of the few decent fighting games I could run on my shitty computer at the time. But yeah, it was fun. I had fun with it. Mm-hmm. There's like 10 million different versions now. I can't even understand it.
It was that Dong Dong Never Die, and you played a lot of TMNT tournament fighters for the Sega Genesis on that, and now you're the world champion in each, right, Brian?
Yes, actually, I'm still the Street Fighter 2 champion for PC Engine.
That's Street Fighter.
I actually only play My Little Pony Fighting is Magic, the fan-made My Little Pony fighting game.
The only fighting game I play is a little site called Twitter.com. Please debate me.
My champion is my high IQ.
My Dragon Punch is a subscription to the New York Times.
My yoga fire is logic and reason.
You know how it says you must defeat Shang Lung to have a stand a chance? Well, for me, it's you must defeat my highly, highly intensified logic and reasoning skills.
You know what? Just like how Balrog doesn't care about your feelings, neither does logic.
Facts don't care about your feelings. It's true.
Yeah, like Sagat's invincible super move does not care about your feelings either.
Uh-huh.
It's got 4 frames of invincibility, which is basically just like any social justice argument. That's how it works, you know.
Blanca is actually a green like that because he's a Pepe.
When he goes, he's actually saying top kick, but they had to like mix it up, you know.
Yeah,
It's the Sega Saturn or the Sega Genesis couldn't handle it.
Yeah, even while
Sega
the blast
Saturn probably could have handled it, CD quality audio.
Mm-hmm. Even with all the blast processing, they couldn't do it. It's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when he does his brawl, he actually calls you a bunch of slurs, but like he's rolling, so it just like, you know, just sounds like screaming.
That's true.
What do you think? Dudley posts 2.5 hour long videos as the internet aristocrat, and he's saying that Sakura shouldn't be allowed to fight the tournament. Anyway, this is Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent Sonic Pizza Logic Street Fighter podcast on the planet. Independent, that is. I'm your host, Russ Walsh. With me, as always, is my co-host, Alan Black. Yeah. And then, friend of mine and guest of the show, Brian. What is your Twitter handle right now? I can't remember.
It's just my name. It's Brian underscore Hansen.
Like Brian underscore Hansen? Usually we try to avoid using people's last names.
We don't want to dox anybody, but you already doxed yourself.
We don't want to. Yeah, you doxed yourself, bitch. Caught in the trap.
But I had to do it to get verified, you know. I got that blue
check mark. Oh, hell yeah. Oh my god, you're our third blue check mark. Wait, actually no, one of them is not. You're our second blue check mark.
Well, wait,
sorry,
hold on.
Ben Pack.
No, wait. Oh, Ben isn't verified. You're right.
Yeah, Ben's been fucking defeated by Twitter. I don't know what Ben did. Ben, you have to do a third appearance on the show to get that check mark.
That's true. You gotta.
Now that we're an official check mark podcast, you're not allowed to be a guest if you ain't got that check mark.
Mm-hmm.
This was actually part of what I had to promise Twitter that I was going to do.
Now, most of our guests, all of our other guests that don't have a check mark on Twitter, do have a check mark on Mastodon. So it's just my it's my Mastodon shard or instance or whatever the fuck, where everybody has a bunch of different multicolored check marks. So
Yeah, I totally know what Mastodon is.
It's for teens. Yeah. I actually don't know what Mastodon is. I think it's like Twitter, but it's like
Okay, it's like that weird Twitter knockoff where It's like, ah, yeah, there's too many Nazis. I'm going to go over here. And like people used it like for a day.
Yeah, It's a weird Twitter knockoff. All the posts there, they immediately get changed into the breakdancing cop tweet.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Double jointed.
It's all about like Bruce Willis going on a date with a pug in a wig or something. And then that one guy who pretends he's an alien that talks bad. He's there too.
So is it more or less racist than Gab?
It's about as racist as Natter was.
Natter. Oh my god. Remember Natter?
Yeah, no, actually. No.
Natter was like, you can only say four words. It was something stupid like that.
It was three words specifically, and I think upped it to six at one point. And I kept waiting for Nathan Fielder to come out.
Nathan Natter.
Think about it.
Oh boy.
Think about
that. Actually might be. I'm waiting for this next season of Nathan for You just to reveal like how many of the horrible things in our world have been inadvertently done by Nathan. Like the North Korea thing, Nathan. Trump, Nathan. I don't know. All of this is just Nathan. I'm still waiting for the reveal.
That's all I have left.
I feel like the Nathan for You is about how he is a man that is actively putting us into the zone with all of his pranks.
He is the zone.
And he's such a nice guy otherwise.
It's too bad.
Hey, you never expect who the devil is. I used to think it was Flanders from The Simpsons until I found out he was a cartoon character.
Russ, I told you before in the past, I never watched a lot of The Simpsons growing up. There's only like one or two episodes I saw as a kid that terrified me, that I saw like bits and pieces of. One was a Treehouse of Horror. Treehouse full of hair. And it was a Treehouse of Horror episode where I think everybody was in hell and then they turned into skeletons in a church. And that scared me. And then Homer was 3D and he was walking around in the real world. And that was also scary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's creepy.
That's the one that ends where he goes into the erotic cake store. That was a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Alan, it's weird to me that you watch so little Simpsons and yet you've jerked it so many times with the Marge Simpson Playboy spread.
Well, yeah, that's true.
So, does anybody know if there's an interview anywhere with like the guy or guys, I'm assuming they're men, who draw like the Simpsons, Family Guy, American Dad, King of the Hill, like porn? Because you always see, like, no matter what porn site you're on, you're always going to see like Marge getting fucked with Homer with like a giant dick, and it's just like, who is this for? Is
it for like, I don't know,
this 12-year-old who's just like, I want to see this Simpsons fuck, because that seems like a nice gateway. Like, I don't want to go straight to like real cock in ass, but
or to anime.
Yeah, like or straight no hentai. That's a little too much for me right now. I think I gotta like put the training wheels on and just like just
gonna go. This is America's favorite dysfunctional family. Let's see them get a little bit more dysfunctional. They're only
Hey, you know what? They might be dysfunctional, but his erectile is not erectile dysfunction.
Fuck off.
Fuck you, bitch. you know what? There was one time.
Quill Head Stop Shop personally, by the way.
Oh, Quill Head Stop Shop personally. Did I ever tell you about the one weird? One time I watched. It was like a clip of like, it was a clip that was on like E-Fucked or something like 10 years ago of like a clip from a porn where like these women like insulted a guy's dick and said like, and they pulled it. One of them just pulled out like a weird reference. Like, hey, remember the Simpsons movie where Bart Simpson skateboards past those? His dick looks like that. And I'm like, you know, I do know that. It's like the most, but it's like, that was an insanely specific reference to put in this film. You've jaundiced. You have a jaundiced dick.
See, another of my favorite like weird porn stuff to look at is like all the so after like Fritz the Cat was like a big hit in the 70s, there was like this weird explosion for a few years of like super low budget, crappy like porno cartoons that were typically like made in Europe. Really weird. And there was one, I wish I could remember what it was called, but it was like a porno Snow White. Like ripoff of Disney's Snow White.
Hell yes.
The dwarves. It had to be Swedish or something. So like these little like badly drawn cartoon dwarves that look like if David the Gnome had Down syndrome. And like they're running around and they see Snow White just like, you know, flicking her bean. And just the entire time they're just walking around just like making these like weird monkey noises. And one of them pulls out his dick that's like the size of him. And he pulls it out. It's like...
Oh. Now, Russ, isn't that the noise you make anytime you see a woman in real life?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. That happens. I feel
it happened.
I feel like, how many Tijuana Bibles have you guys read?
Very few.
Oh, I'm...
The one in The Watchmen.
Oh, wait, what?
Wasn't that a thing in The Watchmen with the Tijuana Bible?
Yeah.
The lady gal with the thing.
Alan reads the parts with Rorschach in it.
I actually just edited everything else except for Rorschach out of there.
Most relatable character. You can totally get it, what he's going.
Yeah,
on.
I get it.
I'm always standing on top of buildings and looking down at people. It's fun.
And it's fucked
just
up.
Like me.
It's fucked up how Rorschach listened to Chapo.
Yeah, all the scenes where he's telling women to bend the knee and, like, you know.
He told Dr. Manhattan to bend the knee, and he's like, I don't even physically need a knee.
He called Dr. Manhattan a little homie dick. Gay ass.
You know, I appreciate what Rorschach says, but I do wish he'd say the R word less. I'm just saying.
Yeah. It was really fucked up how the comedy crank fell out of a window.
He got so mad about safe spaces that somebody had to take him out.
These fucking never Ozymandias people. Can't believe it.
Sorry. Were we talking about something? Brian?
Sonic?
Why did you come onto our show, Brian? I'm introducing you now. We were supposed to do that 10 minutes ago, I feel.
I don't know. I think I was like, put me on a podcast, and you were like, okay. I think that's
one of my favorite things to do.
What Russ is asking
is,
don't you have anything better to do?
Yeah, don't you have anything better to do?
Probably. I probably have at least 5 things better to do, but, you know.
Yeah, well, like sword training? That's something I consider more important.
There are swords in my apartment currently. I could do that.
Hell yeah.
What kind of blades you got?
I think, well, okay, so my two roommates are both, like, theater people currently. They actually passed out.
Oh, God.
No, they're great. But,
so you have to defend yourself against them.
They just pop up and say, like, hey, you want to watch this Monty Python skit?
No.
Hey, do you want to go...
They passed out in the living room watching, I think, Blue Exorcist currently.
Oh, okay.
Oh, are they... By Blue Exorcist, are you talking about that musical number in Les Mis they want to sing karaoke of with you? All the time.
Do you mean a Hamilton?
Hamilton.
A Hamilton rap. That's Hamilton. Give me a Tony.
Hey guys, I think this is music that they're going to be listening to on spaceships. I work for Fox now.
You know, I am a fan of putting Lin-Manuel Miranda in a rocket ship and sending him off into space. Mm-hmm.
My favorite thing in the world is just reading whenever Matty Glacius, does that. I'm like, Mr. Glacius, please. Please.
He has an egg head.
He's cool. Him and, like, Kurt Eichenwald are, like, a clean egg and then an egg that got rolled underneath the couch for a while.
the duality of eggs.
The reason he looks the way he does is because his large karate sons, like, have bullied him and have practiced the ancient dark fighting arts on him so much that his head is malformed and his hair has fallen out and he has to seek release through tentacle hentai.
Mm-hmm. Actually, the reason why Kurt's head looks like that is because of the Chinese martial arts his son's learned. They made his head look like one of those jade eggs that Gwyneth Paltrow puts in her vagina. It's these yoni eggs.
The oni eggs.
The oni eggs for demons.
They summit...
source of liberal power, actually, those eggs. So that's why she's putting them up in her schnanch.
You get them from the Black Lodge.
Yeah. I went to Goop and learned a recipe for Garmin Bozio.
That is the name of her website, by the way.
It is called, yes. Goop.
I always forget that that's not a joke. Your website now, is actually called Goop.
I think I made this joke. I may have made this joke on the podcast before, but Gwyneth Paltrow exists in the Marvel Universe as Pepper Potts. But I assume Goop still exists in that universe because she's basically playing herself. Mm-hmm. So in that universe, would it be called Poop?
No.
No.
I do think in the Marvel universe, instead of like selling like weird like salves and like tinctures, she's like selling like weird Chitauri like alien artifacts and stuff.
Yes.
Now, Russ, I'm reading... Go ahead.
That's like the plot of too many of these Marvel movies, by the way. I just wanted to get off on this. Just like all of the Marvel movies now are just about like people digging up the Chitauri's like bullshit. Like,
at home.
Somebody's going to find like a Chitauri toilet and be like, yeah, it's the new weapon. And it's like, you shitted it.
Where's Beak? We need to get to the Savage Lands.
Beak doesn't live in the Savage Lands, you cuck.
Yeah, but I associate it with the Savage Lands. I bet he loves the sea. There's dinosaurs there. I guess I'm thinking of Sauron, to be
honest. Probably, yeah, you're thinking about Sauron and Stegron, and also you might be thinking about Moon Boy and Devil Dinosaur.
Yeah, you fucking idiot.
What happened to Moon Boy? Is he dead right now?
Moon Boy is probably racist.
Moon Boy, like, the character is racist?
I don't know. The Savage Lands he himself is kind of racist.
Yeah, it is kind of racist.
He's an alright guy, and he makes, like, racist raps. Does, like, Pepe memes.
Did you hear? I think there's one, like, in... Maybe it's in, like, the Ultimate Universe or something. Like, they revealed that Wolverine wasn't actually a mutant. He was, like, he's, like, an evolved form of whatever Moon Boy is supposed to be.
Hell yeah. I know that was the original intention of, that was the original intention of Wolverine, that he was going to be an evolved Wolverine.
Yeah.
And I think Chris Claremont said that was fucking stupid and then turned him into Canadian.
That's a stupid... Well, I mean, Canadians are basically...
That's why, like, every, like, successful writer wants to be a comic book writer, because you just get to make up the dumbest fucking shit. And
then put S&M in it.
Yeah, like, you get to put your own, like, weird, like kinks in it. You know, like, Wonder Woman gets tied up and shows her feet. And then, like, you're just like, oh, now she's, she was an alien. And, like,
I can't believe she's a shoewear model now. Diana Prince lost her job and had to become a footwear model.
Now, guys, I'm looking at Goop right now. There's a section called Cosmic Health. And I'm looking at something called the Energy Clearing Kit. And it says, out with the old kinks, in with the new.
Hell yeah.
I was going to say, like, if you're looking at Goop, you should clean that Goop up, you moron.
Hey, I'm so, look at me, I'm Shinji, I'm so fucked up. This comes with a
you asshole. I was so ready for you to be like, yeah, just like Super Mario. Instead, you had to go for the worst thing.
You know what you can get from this Goop healing kit? You can get something called a smudge bowl. You can get a feather fan, a potion. It just says potion. And shungite, a healing stone that can purify water and detox the body from EMFs. It's sourced by a shaman for us from Karelia, Russia.
I trust shamans.
I do trust shamans.
Can you get a flood, a flash liquidizer, ultra dousing device?
Oh, yeah. Can we talk about Professor Egad?
I hate Professor Egad.
He's a little pervert.
Yeah, I hate him. He's a horny little man. He's like,
hey. His voice is like,
I hate how he looks like a little horny baby.
Every new generation of Mario game, they are trying to shove some character down your throat. And I don't know who, I don't know what Miyamoto was doing at the time. I feel like at that time, Miyamoto was like really into like old working class guys. Like that's when Olimar was created, was the GameCube era. And I'm always thinking about the GameCube era. A lot of people were thinking about like Olimar and Louis and like, but then they throw in fucking, what's his face? Egad, and he's like a science, like a working science guy. And I hate him.
My theory with that is that, like, and Miyamoto has said this, like, during the GameCube era, he specifically said, was like, oh, that was a dark time. Like, I don't think he was as personally involved, so I think, like, all of, like, Nintendo's bitter employees were just like, man, I'm a fucking work for the boss, man, fucking Pikmin, you know?
That is true, like, Captain Olimar talks so much shit about his boss. I think everybody should talk shit about their boss, but, like, he would complain about it all the time, so...
Captain Olimar is a comrade.
Captain Olimar is Brad.
He owns.
He's the DSA member of the Pikmin universe.
Yeah, the red Pikmin, or little roses on their head.
He's probably the biggest socialist in the Nintendo pantheon. I can't think of anyone bigger. Samus is a worker for hire.
Wario's a libertarian.
Wario is a libertarian.
Yeah,
but he owns his own small business.
I think Samus is an ANCAP.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that. I think most people in the Metroid universe are.
Donkey Kong believes in, like, hardcore monarchy. Like,
I thought Donkey Kong was, like, a primitivist or something.
He rules a country under his own name.
That's true.
And hoards the wealth to himself.
He wears a tie with his name on it. Like, the guy is just a think about it.
Yeah, he's fucked up. He's basically a little... Kind of reminds me of a little someone called Donald J. Drumpf. with his big tie.
The orange buffoon.
He, you know, Trump is also a stupid ape who can't think. And, you know, also Donkey Kong does report straight to the Kremlin, so.
Hey, and King K. Rool, he's like some weird European on the other side.
King K. Rool is actually...
Emmanuel Macron.
No, I was going to say he's actually Putin because the K stands for Kremlin. Shit.
Think about it. Oh, shit. Maybe you're right.
One last thing from goop.com. You can get a pedometer for your vagina. It's a pelvic floor exercise tracker. You put it in your vagina, and whenever you do a Kegel, it tracks it for you.
Hey, your body's a temple. And speaking of temples, temple talk, our segment about temples. We'll try to make it brief because we have a guest on this week, but we've been watching Lucha Underground.
Brian, have you ever watched Lucha Underground?
I'm familiar with it. I'm not a wrestling guy, honestly. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. So this week, Russ, we watched a fantastic episode. It was Mil Muertes versus Jeremiah Crane, who I'm trying to, what's a good way to describe Jeremiah Crane to Brian, Russ?
Jeremiah Crane is like a carnival barker who became goth. And got divorced and started working out really hard.
He looks like a member of Slipknot. If he got trapped in the transporter from The Fly with like a tomato.
He looks like a mid-90s comedian who got really buff a la Carrot Top.
He looks like
a divorced dad Carrot Top combo.
Yes.
He kind of looks like Skrillex. If Skrillex stumbled into a Junko factory and got trapped there.
Yeah. No, he looks like Skrillex's, like, resentful older brother.
Yeah.
I do think of Skrillex as basically, like, you know the show Turbo Teen, where, like, the teen, like, morphs into the car?
Yeah.
Like, Skrillex is actually just a pair of Jenkos that, like, can morph into Skrillex at will.
Hell yeah.
I heard that Marilyn Manson got two of his ribs taken out so he could morph into a car.
He could suck his own muffler.
Yeah, so anyway, Mil Muertes, who is the personification of a thousand deaths, he fought Jeremiah Crane and just killed him. Slammed him through like a million fences.
My hero and best friend and person I look up to the most, Pentagon Jr.
Pentagon Dark, please.
Pentagon Dark, sorry. Well, Penta L0M now, but
not within the Pentagon Dark of the show.
Yeah. He defeated Tejano, who's the working class blue collar guy.
He's just a big beefy Texan man.
Like, usually I'd support that, but, like, Pentagon craves respect like I do. And the only way to do that, get that, is to break people's arm. And he's about to break Tejano's arm.
When Famous B and Brenda.
Famous B jumped in and saved Tejano, but then proceeded to get his arm broken. And then Brenda, his female friend, employee... got her arm broken too.
Yeah.
Like, it was
chaos. Joked like he's gonna fucking break Brenda's arm. Brenda's not even a wrestler. She's just like some arm candy for like Famous B, and like she just kind of like cheers people on. But she got her arm broken.
Yeah, it was dark. Pentagon Dark.
Pentagon. How many? Didn't he break Melissa's arm once?
He tried to break Melissa's.
Yeah, arm. Yeah, he almost broke the arm of the announcer lady. Pentagon's the best character.
He's where America is right now.
I think Pentagon is what we need. I feel like Johnny Mundo, first of all, he's what's wrong with America.
Yes.
The Worldwide Underground, they're a bunch of like weird white guys playing air guitar and saying welcome to Slamtown. And they're like a bunch
of
keep fucking...
saying they're the number one luchadors in the world. And it's like drives you fucking crazy.
Johnny Mundo keeps talking about how he won the Electoral College and it's everybody should. And the crowd size is really large, blah, blah, blah. I get it, Johnny Mundo. Pentagon is alt left. He's good.
Alt left, huh? Well, you know, according to me, both sides are to blame.
Well, you, I think, would be who's the centrist of Lucha Underground?
That's a good question.
Probably
Joey Ryan.
I'm just gonna say that, like, every, and I don't mean this in like a negative way at all, but every time I hear people describe wrestling, it just sounds like 10 years ago and people tried to describe like one of the shittier seasons of Lost, you know.
I mean, it is basically like that. Yeah,
see, there's a shaft and like then it flashes forward and the guy's like, how are we here? And like then it goes back and like, I don't know.
Well, so we didn't even get into the actual
hearing that people love it as much as they do. I genuinely, you know, I love people loving stuff. That's all well and good. Mm-hmm. I'm happy for you guys. Mazel tov.
Well, I don't think you should hate on JJ. JJ's a personal friend of mine. He brought me one of the great characters the last couple of years, Unkar Plett.
Oh, Porg update. Have you guys seen the Porgs?
No, wait. Save this. We're going to save this for the Robin's Millet, our bird segment.
Oh, you're right. That is a bird segment. Anyway, well, Brian, we didn't even really get into the actual story development, which is that apparently the Aztec gods are coming back and people are trying to stop them. Cage, who got a gauntlet and punched through a councilman's head or something. He like punched the guy's head off. He's being possessed by an Aztec god. The gods are coming back.
Do you think it's a conquistador's gauntlet?
I don't fucking know.
The Aztec people didn't have gauntlets as far as I know.
They did have, like, gauntlets, but they weren't made of, like, steel.
So unlike Lost, wrestling stories are actually entertaining. I'll give it that.
Yes.
Yeah, like, there's a woman who is trapped between life and death because her mom won't give her half of a medallion. she teleports around and has electric powers. There is a creepy serial killer guy that's obsessed with the announcer of the show. One of the commentators is a vampire man who got put in an insane asylum.
Yeah, he has two personalities. Kind Canadian man named Brian Hodgkinson, and then an evil vampire called Vampiro.
He also, the main face of the show got sent in a casket to hell and then came back. And now he's dark.
Now he wears black jeans.
Black jeans. There was a guy named Big Rick with an eye patch, but in between seasons, he got killed and his skull got put on the throne of skulls.
I'm trying to think if it was either a My Morning Jacket show or a Decemberist show where the lead singer came out in the Dracula cape for no goddamn reason.
That's basically everybody in the show.
Then he started singing a song about a short story that nobody likes. Hell yeah.
That's all white people music, I think. it's about a mom drowning their kids in like some cabin in the woods or something.
Some old Irish folktale about a guy who has to chop his own leg off because he thinks it's possessed by some sort of werewolf, and then he kills his kids with AIDS.
Now Russ, didn't you try to chop your own leg off when you got stuck in the toilet that one time?
Yeah, that's true. I thought that might get me out, or I could use it as some sort of tool to pry it out.
You called me and said this is just like 127 hours. It's just like 127 hours.
So, okay, wait.
I had to eat a whole roll of toilet paper. It was rough.
You got stuck in a toilet or on a toilet?
In a, like, a little of both, to be honest.
See, the thing is, when Russ sits on a toilet, he kind of jams his butt into the hole between the seat, and it kind of forms, like, a suction thing.
Kind of an angle.
Yeah. Like, he just kind of gets stuck on there. It's like if you, like...
I don't like splatter.
It's like that one episode of Mythbusters where they tried to see if you could get stuck on an airplane toilet. Except Russ does that in real life on a normal human toilet.
And not every an airplane time I get, toilet. I like, not every time, about 20% I'll get stuck, but usually I've developed tools and systems to usually get my way out.
He has an elaborate system of like Pee Wee Herman style, like pulleys and levers.
Yeah, he's got like a Rube Goldberg machine that like drops like an egg into like a chute that like catapults it over to like a... Mm-hmm. Like a stake that like a dog chases through the yard.
Yeah.
There's like a string tied to the dog's tail and it like pulls the door open.
And then everybody in the house laughs at his dick while he's sitting on the toilet. and the shame of that actually causes him to sweat and that lubes up his butt enough for him to slip off the toilet.
Yeah. The shame sweat. You know, I sweat a lot regularly, but that's not shame sweat. Doesn't have
shame sweat has a different viscosity than like, normal sweat.
It's like how, you know, like eels can produce slime.
Or like shoot blood out of their eyes to escape predators.
Yes, exactly like that.
But, you know, if I go to an Airbnb because I want to go check out the local Ripley's Believe It or Not, I go to every Ripley's Believe It or Not in the country, and every time I just can't believe it. Say, not today.
Where is this Ripley guy? He's everywhere.
Russ, I heard that you actually do believe it, but you know that if you go to Ripley's Believe It or Not and you walk out and say, not, then they'll give you your money back.
Alan, shut the fuck up.
Ripley comes out with like a mustache and a top hat. He's like, "Grass, I win the game. And you won't believe your eyes."
Well, see, he's not actually that talented after all.
he's got a great name.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's
can I?
Ripley's just a damn con man. He's just a con artist.
You have defeated Ripley. Here is a gift card to Dave and Buster's attached to the restaurant. Enjoy the basketball game. So I played some Dave and Buster's. It's a nice guy.
There are two drinks. They're only good from 4 until 6 p.m.
Anyway, sometimes drink tokens do not work for alcoholic beverages.
Dave and Buster's is like a place that should be better than it is. I don't understand why it's depressing instead of like the
Grinch. Oh, because it's adults playing games like they're and pretending to recapture their childhood.
Well, no, because like remember when Sega, like before Sega went completely bankrupt and they owned a bunch of like arcades in the US called like GameWorks?
I went to the final GameWorks a lot in Seattle. It's next to the convention center.
Yeah, those things kicked ass. There was one in Phoenix when I was living in Arizona, and every month, me and a friend, we would drive, like, you know, 2 hours. We just go to this GameWorks on a Saturday where it was, like, happy hour all day and, like, $10 for, like, unlimited plays, and I'd just get smashed and, like, fuck up at Donkey Kong all over and over again. It kicked ass. But Dave & Buster's is like that, but sad.
Yes. Probably because it doesn't have poppin' music in it like GameWorks did.
Damn it, true.
Yeah, well, it's because the games are all fucking shitty. It's like Fruit Ninja, the arcade. It's like, who gives
a fuck that. Put poppin' music. Just put 3 or 4 poppin' musics. A DDR for those people. The DDR people. And,
There's no Twinkle Star Sprites to be seen for months.
You know what? Just put a fucking MAME machine in there. I don't care. Put a fucking MAME machine in there. If I want to play Super Ninja Baseball Batman, just do it. I just want to play Super Ninja Baseball Batman.
Russ, I heard you tried donating something online for MAME magic, but you accidentally wound up supporting Baked Alaska.
Palmer Lucky.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
I love the picture of Baked Alaska just like with like his fucking eyes just like bleeding, crying like a little bitch. It's so good.
Keep sending those hearts, fam. He's Periscope. His friend Tony is Periscoping everything.
What a brave soul. Like, you know, that's the only way that, like, the white birth rates are going to increase is if Baked Alaska keeps getting his ass kicked like a little bitch.
Do you think these guys who, like, continuously run Periscopes 24 hours a day will eventually have their cell phones, like, imprinted into their flesh at some point?
I think they're going to bring back Google Glass just for Baked Alaska.
But the problem is if he has glasses, they will be broken eventually.
Oh, they will instantly get broken.
And then he'll paw around on the ground like Velma.
My glasses.
But not as sexily, though.
Realism is real. Where's my glasses?
Not as sexily as Velma. Not as sexily.
Velma. Have you looked at that Baked Alaska dude? He's got cake.
He's got a lot of cake. Hey, speaking of cake, cakes make crumbs, and you know what? Eats crumbs, birds. The Robin's Millet. Brian, are you familiar with our segment, The Robin's Millet?
Should I be?
Well, it's our most popular segment where we talk about our friend Robin and also birds, because it used to be The Robin's Minute, but in one episode Russ accidentally said Robin's Millet, and then we decided we're going to call it that from now on.
Also, Robin has a job now, so she's never on Twitter anymore.
I made a special note to talk about something that Robin told me.
Also, I don't have my cell phone on me. I've done this, like, on the last 4 episodes. Alan, do you have a timer on you?
Yeah, I can.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I actually did talk to Robin very briefly this month, or this week. Mm-hmm. This month, really. Okay, so I will set a 1-minute timer, and we can start.
It was originally the Robin's Minute, but it's a minute now, so you only have a minute to talk about birds.
Okay.
But damn, it's a good minute.
So I'm going to really quickly just say the one thing that we can talk about porgs, which are birds. Okay, in 3, 2, 1, start. Okay, Robin asked, is Night Trap any good? And I told her she asked if it was basically Five Nights at Freddy's, and I said it is, but it's probably not as horny as Five Nights at Freddy's. Porgs,
I disagree.
I don't know, I've seen a lot of Five Nights at Freddy's porn. Porgs, true. What do you guys think about porgs?
I don't have a lot of strong feelings about porgs.
I thought it was going to be Porgy and Bess, and I was disappointed.
Brian, any strong feelings on porgs?
There's a fad in the mid-90s. I think it stands
No, you're thinking of Pogs. You're thinking of Alf.
Alf? Did Alf ever play Pogs?
I think there were Alf Pogs, or there was a Simpsons joke.
Okay, here's the
Alf
thing.
Pogs.
Would Alf eat a porg? He eats cats. Would he eat a porg?
He would eat the fuck out of a porg.
Okay, do you think maybe they come from the same planet as Alf? Because they kind of look similar.
Melmac? You mean?
Yeah, Melmac. Did you guys ever watch the Alf cartoon where he lived with cats on Melmac? I think that was always weird, because it was like they had a weird apartheid state between... Oh, too bad.
Well,
guess I'll never find it. Guess we'll never talk about Melmac apartheid states with cats.
Well, he was a Alf. Alf was a funny Melmacian. Also, was he always Alf? Because Alf stands for alien life
form. No, Russ. His real name is Gordon Shumway.
But then, oh yeah, that's right.
They called him Alf when he came to Earth, and they never stopped calling him Alf because they didn't care to call him by his actual God-given name.
What a dickhead.
Yeah, it's like a real root situation. So... it's like fucked up.
Ugh.
That dad was like a million years old.
And angry. So angry.
Well, that dad was constantly tormented and beguiled by Alf.
He just aged him.
Well, he developed a cocaine problem because of Alf. Alf did.
Well, I just did your taxes, and oh, by the way, you lost your entire life savings. I also eat your cat and shit on the floor.
Have you guys watched the Alf Christmas special? The Alf Christmas special is so fucking good because Alf stops a hospital Santa from killing himself by jumping off a bridge. Also, he befriends a young girl with cancer, and she dies in front of Alf, and Alf has a horrible, like, little plastic puppet tear come out of his eye.
Okay, Alan.
Yes?
You're about to jump off a bridge.
Uh-huh.
Who do you think is going to get you off that bridge? Alf or Billy Joel?
Billy Joel, 100%. He's going
to
tell me...
110%. Like, he just needs to sing, like, the first three bars of Moving Out, and instantly, like, there's a song in my heart, and it's skipping the step.
Oh, are you a big Joel head? Hell yes.
Go to a fucking Italian restaurant.
A bottle of red, bottle of white, whatever suits your appetite. I fucking love Billy Joel. Russ hates Billy Joel. I've got him to watch like most Billy Joel music videos. Of course, he is referencing You're Only Human, aka Second Wind, the song where Billy Joel is a mysterious harmonica man that shows a kid what life would be like if he killed himself.
Actually listened to Billy Joel's piano/orchestral album. It's not very good, but I've listened to it because I support the bill.
I always support. You know what? There's not a lot of bills I do support, especially with these clowns in Congress. But this bill, I will always support. Russ, you might like Miami 2017, a thing that used to be futuristic, but now it's the year now. It's about how the lights went out on Broadway. The Empire State lay low, whatever. Something like that. Everybody goes to Miami, I think, because something bad happens to New York.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of like the original Pitbull.
So, yeah, so the Will Smith song Going to Miami is actually based on that song.
Oh, wow. I heard Pitbull listen to that song. He used to live in New York, and then he moved to Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucked up, right?
And then found the heart of the city, stole the key to the city, and used dark magic to turn it into what it is today and altered reality, so we just always think it's that way.
Hey, Dale, if you're listening, and I know you are, you know, Mr. Worldwide, I think you and the Bill should get together and jam.
Hey, what if instead of Chip and Dale, it was Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers?
That's good.
Thank you. Ted Stone's come on the show. Hey, Domino's Goes, our pizza segment. We haven't had Domino's on the show for a long time, it feels like. But we used to eat a lot of Domino's, but now we just talk about any pizza we...
Spiritually, we're aligned with Domino's brand and everything they stand for, especially in the face of the great evil Papa John.
Yeah.
Papa John did try to kill me that one time.
Papa John tried to take Alan out. Take Alan the fuck down.
A Papa John driver swerved off the road and into the place where I normally park my car, but somebody had taken my normal parking space and he slammed into that car and completely destroyed it. And I just happened to be parked in a different place that one day. Papa John is trying to kill me.
He's trying to take you out.
Yeah, it happens.
Ryan, you're checkmarked. You've got that checkmark. Do you ever fear for your life? Like, political insurrection?
From, like, a pizza driver? I mean...
No. From anything. I don't know. You might have talked shit about ADV, and now somebody's going to throw...
A really bad, like, scathing review, I think it was on Mike Tool's old website, for the Happy Lesson OVA, which I don't know if you guys have seen that. You should not, if you haven't.
No, I have no clue what that is. I have no idea what
I've never heard of Happy Lesson before. It's an anime?
Yeah, it's like you know how shitty anime was in, like, the early 2000s when it was, like, they were mm-hmm. just figuring out how digital animation worked? So
mm-hmm. Yeah. And I watched all of it, and I thought it was all good, and I still... Dream of Gadgard. think about Gadgar a lot.
Oh, I hate Gadgar because I don't want to guard Josh Gad. I hate that man.
I love Gadgar. Anyway. The Age of Gonzo is what you're trying to say. Yeah, the Age of Gonzo.
This is sub-Gonzo. Like, this was, like sub-Love Hina. Like, it's just a piece of shit. And I think I was at an Otakon where they were giving out, like these really crappy, like, anime awards. And the Happy Lesson OAV won Best DVD Release. And I think the one of the head guys at ADV picked it up and, like, saw me in the crowd and thanked me.
That's good.
But thanked you with a blade, like he was like, Duel at Dawn.
Yeah, and it was really weird because, Anime Jump was only read by, it had some notoriety, but it wasn't like a big site, so, I don't know, I just thought it was really odd. I hope I never meet, what's his name, Matt Greenfield. Yeah, there we go. He will stab me.
Yeah, ADV, I don't know if ADV. Brian, I can't remember all these old.
As an anime expert, Brian, have you ever seen Dog and Scissors?
Have you ever seen a little show called... People really don't like that show. I know people who have told me, like, Russ, like, people get legitimately offended at the instance of that show.
Have you seen Dog and Scissors?
No, I haven't, because I've heard all the bad things about it.
Oh, it's so good, though.
It's so good.
It's so legitimately good. There's a horny publisher, and she's just horny all the time. The dog, he doesn't like her. He doesn't like the main character lady because her boobs are small. But she tortures the dog with scissors. There's several JoJo's references.
She also wants to fuck the dog.
She also very much wants to fuck the dog.
I can't relate because I've never been horny in my life, and I don't plan on it.
Yeah.
Wow. So
that's for the best.
Well,
I understand.
You can relate to the dog. The dog just likes to read.
Yeah, he just wants to read. It's a story that any young American person can relate to.
It's ultimately
read books.
Like, it's a horror movie then, because like it's just a dog who wants to read, and he's being tormented by this horny, outrageous human who can't control
it. That's society. We are the dog. It's about the power of books, guys. Think about it.
It's in a book. Give a hoot.
It's exactly that. It's basically, literally at one point, they fight the killer of the dog because the guy was a human being who's a big fan of books, and he got shot by a dude who's like robbing a store or something, and they fight the guy, and he... learns how to, he like learned a fighting style from a book and also padded his jackets with books. Remember that, Russ?
Wait, like that one chapter, like the fight in JoJo's.
Yeah. Like they throw a knife at the guy in a copy of Shonen Jump.
Where'd he get a 12 gauge shotgun in Japan? I don't
fucking know. He got it from the fucking.
From books?
Yeah, from he learned how to make one by reading a book.
Shit.
He learned how to rifle a gun. It's insanely fucked up, but that's what happened. That's the power of books, baby.
Yeah, when they say knowledge is power, they mean that quite literally. Like, it makes you very, very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Hey,
that's,
read or die.
Yeah, that's true.
See?
Love that show. That's a good-ass show.
That's a good show. Hey, speaking of good things, Ellen, what pizza did you get?
Russ, I went back to Mod Pizza. I'm on the Mod kick now. Mod is so cheap. It's so fucking cheap. It's like $7.85 for, like, a Blaze size, like, 11-inch pie. And I just keep going back. I went back this time and I got a fucking, oh man, I'm roboting out hard, huh? Yeah, my internet's freaking out. Oh boy. Keep recording. Can you guys hear me? Oh man.
I love, this is good audio.
Okay, am I here? Can you hear me?
You're here. Alan, you sound so much better.
I don't know what the fuck happened.
You think it's Discord?
I don't know. No, I think my internet just like briefly died for like a minute.
So it wasn't Discord, it was Datcord.
Oh, Datcord. Datpipe.
Datpipe.
Datstick by that one Asian guy that raps on YouTube that I can't say his name.
Young.
Oh, okay, I guess you can say his name.
You're not supposed to say that?
Probably not. I guess you can say his name because that's his name.
Oh, no.
You can say his name. Hey, it's Wiggler Wednesday, guys.
well, like, you just say young C-word, nobody's going to know what the hell you're talking about.
Oh, if you're British, you can maybe get away with it. They can say
maybe,
the C-word.
Yeah, young Quird. Well, you know, people would just think that you're saying young Quird.
Oh, they would think young Quardian.
It's not fair that he can say it. They can say it. But I can't say it. I don't get it.
Hey, guys, I've got a little podcast you guys might want to check out. It's called Come Down. Anyway, Domino's goes, I went to Mod Pizza again. I fucking love Mod Pizza, guys.
I see you're wearing your little beetle booties right now and your little Beatles wig.
I am part of the mod squad.
riding around on your little scooter.
My little Vespa scooter.
And you got LPs in your backpack. What is that accent?
I don't know.
Liverpudlian.
So I went to... Oh, I fucking love you two guys. This is some good content.
You have gold fingers. You have gold rings in all your fingers and gold fingers. But I think that's more from the gold leaf vodka you were drinking.
Well, that's true. And I also am a big James Bond fan. Hey, James Bonding, the podcast. I don't know what it is, but I hear a lot of ads for it. Yep. I got another Mod Pizza. I kind of went with a similar loadout to last time. Red sauce, mozzarella, parmesan, bacon, spicy chicken sausage, black olives, mushrooms, roasted red peppers. And I got something else this time. Anchovies.
Oh, what?
I've never had anchovies before. Have you guys ever fuck with anchovies?
Alan, you fear the sea.
I fuck with all pizza toppings. I've had as much pizza toppings as I can. Anchovies are not as bad as people think. Not my personal thing. But
no.
Fine.
For me, I think I had anchovies for the first time this year, too. And we'll hear what you think in a sec, Alan, but I'm just going to say saltier than I could have ever dreamed.
Yes, so that
I knew that was the thing. Mm-hmm. I knew that was the thing, but saltier than I expected it to be, and I thought, like, the whole thing is that they were salty.
Yeah, so I kind of like the umami flavor that anchovies bring, but you're right, it does add a little bit too much salt. And maybe if they were just a little bit less salty, I could totally get them, like, all the time, but it was just something that's like, ooh, wow, that's really salty. You know,
there's already a lot of sodium in pizza, at least in like chain pizza. And just the thought of like
more of that,
adding more salt.
It makes me feel like a deer, like licking a salt lick. Like it's
like anchovies are one of those weird things where it's like people just used to eat them like soaked in this super salty brine. Just people just like open up a fucking tin of anchovies and sardines and just like eat that shit.
Now, sardines, imagine, I'll fuck with.
Now, drink now eat that and then drink a like a bottle of like Diet Coke and just like
explode.
Like a warm beer that has been like sitting on the table since morning, you know?
Yeah.
I fuck with sardines like heavy though. Sardines own. I used to eat those all the time, and my parents told me I couldn't buy sardines anymore because like even after I like rinsed out the cans, it would still make our trash smell real bad. Mm-hmm. So, and Heathcliff wouldn't stop climbing through it.
And you got mercury poisoning.
I also got mercury poisoning and started looking like Johnny Depp from. I looked like Johnny Depp from the when he was in the Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland.
I kept on switching between accents. It was really fucked up.
It was pretty good though. That was when Alan was their most fun. Like Alan was like every night.
I worked at Hot Topic. And I just had a cool top hat on all the time, and I was just really living it up. People loved me. But then eventually the mercury poisoning wore off. That's just how it works. Anyway, so Mod Pizza, still good. Still like it. Gotta recommend that spicy chicken sausage. That's such a good topping. Okay, whatever. Anyway, I finished talking about my pizza. Russ, what's your pizza?
So I had a pizza that's very near and dear and personal in my heart. Something friendly and kind that I thought was lost for good. And that was family and friendship and stuff and shit. Which I haven't felt for a long time. I desperately hunger for Alan's friendship. Impossible.
Yeah, Russ,
I
was about to say, you can't lose friendship if it's something you never had.
Burn.
You're going to make me cry on the show, aren't you? I said at the beginning of the show, Brian's my friend. Brian, you're my friend?
Sure, yeah.
Internet. That sounds really convincing. Go ahead and finish your fucking pizza thing.
My sister's boyfriend made a Boboli, and I had a Boboli for the first time since I was a small man. Small man running out about in my parents' house. I had a Boboli, and you know what? It was a little... It's not great, you know? It's not great, but it's better than a fucking frozen pizza sometimes, like a Sam's Club frozen pizza. I had a Boboli, put some marinara on it. We did not use any of the packets in the fucking Boboli because that stuff tastes like evil. It's probably like some evil dark cum. What's the most evil creature?
Huh, that's a good question.
I want to say llamas, but I don't even know if llamas cum or not. They probably they probably just shoot out bullets or something bad.
I think, hey Russ, the most evil creature, it's humans.
Yeah, it tastes like human cum. It
tastes like human cum.
Bubblies, your sauce tastes like cum.
Somebody comes in little packets like a Lunchable?
Yeah, they come in little like Lunchable packets, and they're fucking terrible.
Well, Lunchables are good.
I think Lunchables are bad.
Ryan, how do you feel about Lunchables?
I haven't had one since I was literally 10 years old, but I used to fuck with that shit hard.
I, as an adult in college, would go to the grocery store. I'd drive to the grocery store and buy pizza Lunchables and then buy them myself and look at the glares of all the horrified cashiers, and then I would take them back to my apartment and microwave them and eat them.
Yeah. Would you ever get the cheese and crackers one?
No, that's trash.
Dude, that's for children.
I think at one point when I was, I think Sonic 3 had just come out. And I just spent like the whole weekend. I think I ate 4 cheese and cracker Lunchables in like one sitting in the span of like 2 hours. Like Sonic fucking kicked ass.
And you had those little Snickers.
Yeah, see, that's the best part of the cheese and cracker one. I don't fuck with the cheese and crackers. I fuck with the nachos and the pizza. And
God, I wanted that nacho one so bad.
The nacho, my sister still gets the nacho one, and I steal it sometimes because, man, is it good. She's not a kid. She's like in high school. She shouldn't be eating these, so I steal them.
Is it like a Trix Rabbit situation where you keep... She's just like, you'll never get my nachos, big bro.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you know what? These are for kids. I'm like, ah, fuck. I'm old.
Nacho nachos, bitch.
Yeah.
I don't like it that you call your sister a bitch.
No, no, no. No, she calls me a bitch, I think.
Oh, okay.
That's what Brian was insinuating.
Oh.
Disrespect a girl on this podcast, you fucking creep.
Yeah, you creep.
I don't talk to...
Russ, I thought you respected women. It's in your bio on Twitter.
Listen, I respect them on the weekends.
It is the weekend, bitch. It's the weekend. Sunday.
Oh, shit. I can't tell time.
Oh, boy. Russ is sundowning.
hey, it's Monday somewhere in the world. Am I right?
Do you ever think about how Sundowner from Metal Gear Rising Revengeance had dementia? His name was Sundown. Yeah, I mean, yeah. But, so, like, sundowning is a thing that people with dementia have. And the guy from Metal Gear Rising was... Revengeance, his name was Sundowner. Just like the orange buffoon in Office.
Another thing is that the main villain actually does at one point say, make America great again, so...
Yeah, I saw a YouTube man tell me that. Hey, guys, maybe Metal Gear is a lot like politics. I'm not saying this ironically.
No, that's Game of Thrones, come on.
Oh, you're right, Game of Thrones.
There's no politics in Metal Gear.
First of all, Baron Trump is Bran Stark. 100%. Yeah. Instead of connecting himself to the magic tree with the three-eyed raven, he just plays Minecraft, and he got logged into the cybernet.
He knows all of the My Little Pony characters by heart, and he sees all their through time and space.
It's really fucked up how when he got reintroduced to Ivanka again, he said, "Your feet look so pretty."
And I'm still trying to wrap my head around it, but that, like, literally William Shatner was like red pilled on 4chan.
Yeah.
Like browsing ammo. Like that happens? What the fuck?
Shatner got red pilled.
He probably woke up one morning and somebody snuck some red pills into his fucking little
space coffee
carrying case.
His little space coffee. Do you think like the
browsing MLP and like talking about like his wife who or whatever, and then just like these SJWs are trying to halt my discourse.
Well, see, here's the thing is I think as time goes on, we all know that the next generation, those guys were the actual good Star Trek people, because LeVar Burton's woke as fuck and he has a podcast now. Riker probably does something good. I don't know. The only bad person was Will Wheaton, but everybody hated him on the show anyway.
Yeah.
So think about it.
Go to your room.
Yeah, go to your room, fucking weedo.
He's always hungry for spankings, too. I never liked that about him.
Oh, he's so horny for his mom.
He wants some spanking so bad. I don't like it.
To nestle upon his mom's bosoms in, like,
the
most pathetic way possible. Like, he's such a beta cuck.
He is the beta cuck.
We're really behind on this podcast, so Brian, did you have any pizza this week?
I was actually thinking about... That's why I was so quiet. So there is... I thought I didn't, then I remembered that there's a place just down the street from where I live called Pizza Studio.
Hollywood, California.
No, I'm in Baltimore.
Ryan living in Baltimore.
Close enough.
So, I was joking.
I did live in Hollywood, but no, this place is like it's like a Chipotle, but for your own like thin crust pizza. It's kind of weird. I went there before, and I didn't like what I had. But then I realized, like, oh, it's because it's like Chipotle. You can just tell them put whatever the fuck you want. So I just had them make me like a pretty standard pizza with like pepperoni and like olives, and it was fine. It was worth the $9 I spent on it.
Okay, that's good.
Isn't that what Mod Pizza is?
Yeah, kind of.
Damn.
Do you guys remember that time when Odo from Deep Space Nine got that morphogenic virus and he kind of looked like he was just covered in shit?
I don't remember that. I don't know that much about Deep Space Nine, to be honest. I know Worf's on it.
I only really know about Odo. I think about...
You ever see Worf and you go, Worf City?
I do think of... I do that a lot.
Wife City.
I was a Quark kid. You know? I love Quark.
Oh, you fucking love My Little Pony, huh? Quark wasn't that was Quark the?
You're thinking of Doctor Hooves.
No, I'm thinking
you're
of.
You're thinking of Doctor Hooves.
Oh, Quark was a Ferengi. I'm thinking of Q from. You would like the Ferengis, you fucking red pill fucking keke fuck.
Yeah, man, he just totally.
Do you think the
own those SJW libs? You know.
Do you think the Ferengi are the remnants of humanity that got launched into space?
Yeah, like they were on Peter Thiel's like space cruise, like
hell yeah,
libertarian paradise.
I think if you become a Ferengi if you take enough like supplements.
Yeah,
if like, you take
they all got launched into space and like drank nothing but Soylent and then like morphed into these weirdos.
Yeah,
you know how that urban legend in Japan that if you turn age 30 and you're still a virgin, then you turn into a fairy. That's what happens in space.
I thought you became turned into a wizard.
Maybe a wizard. I mean, Harry Potter resistance. I mean,
no, but like I think the truth is that like you just turn into a Ferengi, but like you have to supplement that with like a bunch of Soylent and like Infowars.com like male enhancement.
Nootropics.
Yeah,
Nootropics. Look at their heads.
Look at their heads. They got these big bulbous heads and big ears.
They got nothing but giant brains. Their brains are so great from debating libs online.
I'm part of the Ferengi. I'm gonna talk about the Ferengi mindset. Oh boy, I'm reading an article now. I tried to look up Japan 30 virgin, and I just found a thing about how a quarter.
Is there a picture of me on here?
Yeah, it says this young man from the West wants to become a virgin in Japan. This says that a quarter of people over 30 have never had sex, and it's just a bunch of men drawing a naked woman, and they're not horny at all. They're just like doing this very clinically. They're like, oh, I've never seen a body before, not even mine. Man, these guys are cucks.
Yeah.
Speaking,
you gotta move to Japan.
Speaking of sad things, like these sad incel Japanese men, a lot of pizza fatalities. Crash spills hundreds of frozen pizzas on the interstate.
Oh, hell yeah.
Traffic was stalled for hours on Wednesday after a tractor trailer spilled hundreds of pizzas all over an Arkansas interstate. Happened on...
And I retweeted that. Now, it was what, in Washington State or something?
No, that was the you're thinking of the eels.
Oh, right. No, yeah.
That was our friend Ravi.
Yeah, Ravi's car got destroyed by eel slime.
he was talking about slime with his girlfriend in the car and how much slime he likes. And he fucking got covered in slime himself.
Yeah, he said, Mamma Mia, I'd love to be slime, just like Mario did in that Nickelodeon thing.
I just talked with Ravi the other day when we went and saw Spider-Man Homecoming together. We talked about Cousin Skeeter getting slimed and his puppet being ruined, and Ravi was like, God, I wish that were me. And sometimes real dreams do come true.
Mm-hmm.
So, shout out to Ravi.
Shout out to Ravi.
He's probably listening to this.
So, a tractor trailer carrying Tombstone frozen pizzas hit an overpass, ripping over the side of the trailer and spilling them all over the interstate. There's a lot of frozen pizzas laying out there. The DOT spokesman, Danny Strasel, said lots of pizza fatalities. Other than the pizza, nobody else was injured in the crash. It was closed. The road was closed for 4 hours while crews cleaned the pizzas off the interstate. Do you think that was just like a, do you think like the fucking Twin Peaks hobos like materialized to steal all these pizzas or something? Like there's a bunch of like hobos and like woodland creatures and stuff appeared to take all these free pizzas.
I think these little woodland creatures, these little friends of the forest.
Sprites and brownies.
Like, yeah, little sprites and brownies spoiling the pizzas. I fucking hate fairies so much. I hate little forest fae and spirits and such. They drive me fucking crazy. And
have you? I think
that's where most car accidents
Russ, are
come
you
from.
Like an Arthur, how big of a fan are you of Arthur Conan Doyle?
I've only read his literature about fairies. I've never read any. I don't believe in mysteries. I don't believe in evidence.
Mm, that's true.
I think all crimes are fairy related, to be honest.
But you don't
believe it when like Benedict Cumberbatch like closes his eyes and throws his hands out like Minority Report's his own brain. Like you don't think that's real.
I don't think that's real. I think Benedict Cumberbatch is actually two or three fairies using some sort of fey wildland magic. To imitate a facsimile of a human.
He's kind of like in Fairly Odd Parents. Whenever Cosmo and Wanda, like that one episode where they were pretending to be Timmy's parents at a parent teacher meetup and they made themselves like human sized. He's like that. Mm-hmm. I think.
Right.
I would say he's more like the Dexter's Lab episode where he tries to make himself really handsome and he just turns into a giant head. That's what like Cumberbatch is, but with like a chin and like forehead and nose.
I feel like he's like handsome Squidward from that one episode of SpongeBob. Or maybe he's like Mr. Big Head before his head got stuck in the blender in that one episode.
Yes.
Yeah, where it reveals why he looks like that. You know what's not handsome? The police and institutionalized violence. Pig is allegedly written on the box of a New Jersey pizzeria in East Brunswick. A pizza shop that was badly damaged by a blaze 2 years ago is again under fire. This time, it's coming from a to-go box. Mancini Pizza last week, a police officer went in there and was, while waiting for food, saw an employee allegedly write pig on a pizza box. The pizza shop owner said the entire incident was a misunderstanding. Now, if you look at the pizza box here, and I can link you guys this article, the pizza box, it could say pig, but I really don't know what the fuck it says. It looks like a P and a weird squiggle. Anyway, so this take a look at this pizza box and see what this person wrote on the side of it. It's a P and then some sort of weird, like, arcane symbol.
It looks like one of those like doodles on the margins of like Mad Magazine, but like really shitty.
It looks like a hobo symbol.
It looks like a Little Caesars guy.
Oh, it does kind of like the Little Caesars guy. It was like a little lightning bolt.
Maybe this pizza place, it's either woke or they're just driving over to Little Caesars.
And stealing the pizza from
hot, there. Just buying a hot and ready and marking up for $10 is fresh. Think about it.
I think they're doing what my dad does, which is get a Little Caesar pizza, put some shredded cheese on it, and then put it in the oven. He does that. I told you he did that with frozen pizza. He's done that with Little Caesar's hot and ready pizzas too before us.
I hate that.
Where he gets like bacon bits and like some extra cheese and then puts it on a hot and ready and then pops it in the oven for a couple more minutes.
I hate that your dad is both the first boss of Metal Gear Solid 2, the fat man.
Yes.
And drinks, swirls wine around and wants to die fat and happy, but also does that with pizza.
And also roller skates around.
Yes.
Yes.
Your dad, I think your dad's cool, but I, from a distance, I think I'm jealous, to be honest.
You wish, this is what I think you will wind up being one day, Russ. I mean, that's true. Assuming you ever have sex or kids or get married.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Don't hold your breath.
Yeah.
Anyway.
speaking of sex, millennials, 75% of millennials say they crave pizza more than any other food after a one night stand.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's. But I always...
You just crave pizza almost all the time anyway.
Yeah, so that's, we have a podcast about that. And I don't even have sex.
Yeah, so that's the thing, is I feel like... It's like, well, what time am I not craving pizza? It'd be weird if afterwards I wasn't.
Yeah.
I think so, like most of the time that like I do crave food, like after I beat off or something, and like, yeah, like probably 70% of the time it's pizza.
You guys aren't just filled with a deep sense of disgust afterwards? Oh, is that just me?
Yeah, well...
Oh.
Yeah,
then you get hungry.
I'm very ashamed of myself. My soul is empty. What do I have to live for? Pepperoni sounds good.
The pie, baby. Ooh, that pie.
Hey, little pizza pie.
Hey, ooh, mama.
Sweet cured meats. Yum.
Yeah, anyway, maybe this is a millennial thing. Maybe just as millennials, we fucking love this.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
You know what? There's a good reason to love pizza. A nutrition scientist predicts a future in which pizza is as nutritious as a superfood. We might someday get nutrients from super nutritious pizza, according to a nutritionist who makes meal replacement shakes. Is this the Soylent Man? From healthy ice cream to nutrient shakes, these type of enhanced foods are starting to emerge. How do you guys feel about superfood pizza?
I think superfood is one of those, like, bullshit things that, like, was supposed to be big and then nobody gave a shit. Like, wasn't avocado, like, a superfood or something like that? When it really is just, like, really fattening, delicious vegetable, like, that's it.
Well, it's a fruit. It's got a pit in it, but, I remember acai berry was going to be big.
Acai. What about ancient grains?
I think there's only one superfood, and that's vengeance.
See, I think pizza is kind of a superfood, though, because it has all the food groups on it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's got a lot of flavors on it, too.
Yeah, so, like, I think pizza is one of the things you could... Pizza and, like, sandwiches are, like, perfect, like, delivery mechanisms for just about any food.
Yeah, think about it.
Yeah,
Or potato chips.
Or potato chips, yeah. Nowadays, we can make Lay's potato chips out of any flavors.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just put vitamins in
like those. A fucking everything bagel, the dumbest idea for a chip flavor of all time.
Yeah, that's so fucking... That pisses me off so goddamn much.
I'm done with these food scientists.
I'm done with food scientists. I think we need to be just like the Jetsons, and we just eat like one potato chip that has all of our vitamins for the day.
Oh, I thought you meant have a yearly sacrifice where we push somebody off one of our towers.
Oh, yeah, that does happen.
That probably is happening in one of the new edgy Hanna-Barbera comics.
Yeah, it's like those who walk away from the Jetsons, the Ursula K. Le Guin story.
Yes.
I don't know what the town from the Jetsons is, but
I think they're just... I don't think they believe in states anymore, like city states.
Do you think like the reason why they live in all those towers is because the ground is just like a blasted hellscape?
Yes. Okay. It's got to be.
That was the main fan theory, and I think they even put that in the Harvey Birdman episode, I think.
Oh, that makes sense. Or
the Flintstones are supposed to be down there, and I can't think of a worse hellscape.
That's what I was thinking. Is that actually they keep the Flintstones down there as like in some sort of zoo, and then they keep the rest of the Hanna-Barbera characters down there in like little domes, like Westworld or something.
Yeah,
like one of them's like Samurai World. And
if you ever want to like fuck Jabberjaw and like his skull or something, you can just go down there for like a day.
You can go down there. Well, his memory gets reset.
Did you read my fanfic, you motherfucker? Did you come on the show? I just want to have sex with Jabberjaw.
I thought you wanted to fuck Magilla Gorilla.
I do want to fuck Magilla Gorilla.
Hey, this gorilla's for sale, but not in that way.
Oh my god. What are those two awful dogs again? The dad dog and the son dog?
Muttley and like, something boy. Or other?
No, Muttley flies around with, what's his face?
Snidely Whiplash or whatever.
Yeah, Snidely Whiplash. I hate that dog. Pugsy? What was the name of that fucking dog?
Oh, Oggy Doggy.
Oh, Oggy Doggy and Doggy Daddy? Yeah, I know that because it's we're in the Ides of Augie Doggy right now.
That's true.
That's true.
Russ,
you know that Magilla Gorilla may not be for sale, but you know what will be for sale sometime soon?
Oh my God, Sonic Mania!
Sonic Mania, baby!
Which we'll cover in Sonic News, Views, Reviews, and Toots.
You got it, Russ. Hit me. You know what, Russ? I'm a big PC gamer, and I'm looking forward to getting that on PC. Oh boy, I hope it doesn't get delayed.
You're going to get not just 60 FPS, you're going to get 5,000 fucking FPS. That's how fast you'll be to catch up with Sonic.
Played at 8K with like all the nude mods, big head mods.
I got the clean face mod for Sonic. His face is really clean now.
You can kill kids in this version. They're killing children back on.
They turned Eggman into a train.
And you can have sex with that train. Well, Alan, you might have to be a little patient.
Oh, no. I hate doing that.
I'm sorry to tell you, Alan. Sonic Mania has been delayed.
Oh, by how much?
Oh, by about 14 days. 15 days.
Oh, that's okay. I pre-ordered it on PS4 anyway.
2 weeks. Oh, okay. Why not the Switch? We're going to get it on Switch.
Because the Switch didn't exist when I pre-ordered it.
Oh.
I pre-ordered it like a year ago because I got the special edition.
That's true. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. You got the sweet Sonic statue, ain't you?
Yeah, I got to get the sweet Sonic statue with a little, like, fucking Genesis that he stands on top of.
I pre-ordered the PC version of that super stupid special edition. Good stupid.
It's good.
And I canceled it because I wanted the Switch version.
I might buy the Switch version anyway because it's not that expensive and I just want to take it to work with me.
Are you guys going to come on it like those weirdos who come on like anime figures?
Like yes. Sonico?
Yeah, like Sonico.
No,
like
I'm saving my cum for Sonico when I eventually do buy one.
Russ has been saving it up for 24 years.
I'm saving myself for Sonico.
I thought, no, Russ, you did have a brief fling with Pachaco.
Oh, yes. Me and Pachaco have a dark history, but we came out as friends,
mm-hmm.
I think.
I mean, does anybody really come as friends from family court, Russ?
Yeah. Listen, me and Pachaco are going through some legal issues.
She got to keep her headphones. That's all that matters.
That's true.
Russ, hit me with some more good news. I need some good news after that sad Sonic Mania news. Surely there's got to be something.
What if I were to tell you that a limited edition figure of Sonic is coming to a retailer that you know and love?
Oh, whoa! Is it a place where gamers rule?
It is a bit of a place where gamers rule, and I think you're gonna like who's making these toys.
Oh, wow.
It's a little imprint, a little indie imprint called Funko Pop.
Oh, is that German?
It's German, yeah.
Funko?
Yeah. They if anybody understands PVC, it's the Germans. Mm-hmm. And that's right. These are big, glossy, beautiful PVC Beach Queen Sonic figs with all your favorite characters, like Shoujo's. It's got a really sexy Rouge the Bat. It's got a really sexy Lara Sue. Lana Sue. Julie Sue.
Yes, sorry. Cuck.
Bunny Rabot.
Okay.
And Astolfo style Charmy the Bee.
Okay, Astolfo style Charmy the Bee.
Yes.
He's the rider of black and yellow.
Yeah, just fuck off. Bad news, actually.
Is that true that like Funko Pops are made in Germany? Is that true?
No,
it is true because PVC was made as a part of Operation Paperclip.
So what I was thinking was, like you know, like all those really shittily designed, like European, like platform games, like James Pond and Dizzy the Egg, like how they all just look like fucking dog shit. I was gonna be like, well, that makes sense because all the Funko Pops look like shit, and when they get like cute Japanese characters, they make them look like shit. So it's like it made sense in my head. I'm like, oh, that's why they're European and they design things that look fucking stupid.
No, it's from the purveyor of all bad things, the United States of America. I'm sorry. And I have terrible news, Ellen. They canceled all those. They've canceled all the Beach Queens and have replaced them with Sonic with Ring, Sonic with Emerald, presumably a Chaos Emerald, Shadow the Hedgehog, and Dr. Eggman. I'm sorry to tell you.
Well, I mean, I guess at least it's Sonic and Sonic with Ring.
Ellen, I'm sorry.
Sonic with Ring and Sonic with Emerald.
Alan, are you crying?
I mean, I'm always kind of crying when I'm recording the show because I have to talk to you.
Shut up.
You know what also made me cry, Russ? This fucking awful episode of Sonic Boom.
Oh, what a nightmare.
It was the biggest gender controversy I've seen to date. It was, this is the episode that set the internet on fire because it has a throwaway line where Knuckles mansplains the concept of gender equality to Amy. Which I guess is supposed to be like one of those kind of moments in a cartoon where a dumb guy says something smart and everybody kind of goes like,
Agua?
Yeah.
Knuckles read book before?
Knuckles read book?
This quantifies that all the other characters in Sonic Boom are super smart or something and like not surprised by Knuckles' dumbness, but they're all fucking stupid.
Everybody in Sonic Boom.
Where's their master's degrees? Like,
come on.
Dr. Eggman.
Yeah, he had to get his PhD in doctorology.
Well, see, the PhD, you'd think it's a doctorate. He just has a pretty huge dick. That's what that stands for. Speaking of which, he's wearing like an upsettingly revealing bathrobe at the beginning, and you get to see a smooth chest. It's bad.
It is bad.
Folks, it's bad. You also see his bare feet, which is upsetting, too. He's wearing sandals. Oh, okay. So I know you're a big fan of egg feet. You kind of like, who's that one, like Looney Tune or whatever, that's an egg with the little feet coming out? Which one is that?
An egg with feet on it? Are you thinking of like the
Dizzy the Egg? Plock.
Who's that little cartoon egg that's like a chicken with little feet coming out?
Oh, that was on that Garfield cartoon. It was like U.S. Acres.
Oh, shit,
Sheldon, yeah. From Garfield and from U.S. Acres. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's U.S. Acres, baby.
Well,
hell yes.
I'm horny again, so shit.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh,
you
man.
Always get that way when you think of Hampton.
Oh boy, wasn't his name Orwell or something?
Was it who's Hampton? Oh,
Hampton wasn't Tiny Toons.
Hampton wasn't.
God
Tiny
damn
Toons.
It!
It was Orwell because it was Orson.
It was Orson.
That doesn't even make any fucking sense.
And there was also the duck that he wore a floaty that had his face on the floaty, and the duck's expression would be matched with like the floaty face on his floaty, and it was always really odd. It's like, do they share a consciousness?
Mm-hmm. It's a stand.
Well, I think it does actually kind of look like King Crimson.
It does kind of look like, yeah.
And also,
exactly.
it's jutting out from his floaty, kind of like a penis. Like
it's more like Dilbert's tie.
Oh, it is.
Wait, are you saying Dilbert's tie is a stand?
I think Dilbert's tie is a stand.
Yeah, it'd have to be.
What's Dilbert's stand power?
Women.
Yeah, posting.
It makes him, if anybody tries to get him to wash dishes, he something like that activates his stand, like some sort of trap, like he, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, if he.
Basically, it shows how strong he is at analytical psychology.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, Scott Adams is insanely buff like a JoJo's character, and he.
That's true.
He does show it off constantly.
He's always making fabulous poses.
He is always making fabulous poses.
It's basically the American, more so than that one comic. What was that comic called again? Diesel?
Yeah, that one comic that was fake JoJo. What was
that?
Yeah,
that literally ripped off JoJo's Full Sail. What was that called again?
Oh man, I want to read the full thing.
It lasted for like an issue, right?
Like two or three. Diesel. It literally was Diesel. Thank you, Russ.
Hell,
this is part of your brain.
Yes. Yeah, I'm looking at Diesel right now. This owns.
God, Diesel's so good.
Diesel fucking owns. He's got like the thing that's cool about this is that the Star Platinum ripoff kind of looks like a Freakazoid.
Looks like a combination of Wolverine, Freakazoid, and
the Hulk.
Lobo.
Oh, and Lobo, yeah.
Lobo.
Man, I like how he just punches a dude in half. That's something that hasn't really happened a lot in
No, he
JoJo's.
Just pummels them to all shit.
Yeah, he just pummels them like a million times and they fly backwards forever. I like how this lady has a busty ninja.
Hell yeah.
Or Kunoichi. But for her stand. Man, this is a cool comic, actually. We should bring back Diesel.
Diesel, come back.
Diesel, come back. You know what else I've got? I've got something cool
bring
here.
Bring Vin. I think Vin would want a stand.
Yeah, Vin Diesel should have a stand that would help him drive his car. He should play... ZZ Top in a live action adaptation of Stardust Crusaders.
I mean, they're already doing part 4. They got to go back to part 3.
Yeah. Do you think they'll ever make a live action part 5? How insane would that be?
That would be too much to handle.
One, everybody would be like a beautiful androgynous model. They'd have to like get actual models to be everybody there. Some of the people there would just be like fucked up looking clowns, and Pulpo is like the size of a room. I don't know what the hell's going on. There's that old Mario guy that gets killed by Black Sabbath. Anyway, speaking of cool, I've got a cool 2 to the week, guys.
Oh my god.
I've got a cool 2 to the week. I'm going back to Archie Tudes because I kind of feel bad for making fun of people's OCs. Well, except we don't really make fun of them as much as we just kind of talk about
them.
They're
usually pretty good.
They're usually pretty fucking good because I pick the good ones. But I've got a good, I'm kind of to, you know.
And to be honest, like the people that we don't like, usually I just assume the people who made them are bad people.
That's true. That's probably fair. Most people who like things we don't like are bad. So I've got a good Archie-tude, and I want you guys to kind of picture in your mind's eye what you think this character looks like. So this is Cage von Stryker. That's Cage spelled with a K and Stryker spelled with a Y. Can you tell me what Cage von Stryker looks like?
I think he looks like a mid-90s like radio DJ, like in the afternoons. Like he's like, coming up next after we've got an hour of Nirvana and then Pearl Jam.
Okay. You think he's human?
Human with like either animal parts, like ears or a tail.
Okay.
Or like
more like a Fleetway thing, like that one pig. What was that pig's name again? Thinking a lot about cartoon pigs lately. Oh, fuck this.
Yeah, don't look at the, don't pull it up yet. Russ, what do you think he looks like?
In my head, I think he looks like Guile. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like with a weird flat top. Well, so pull up this picture. He is a dingo man.
oh, Jesus.
He is a dingo man. Half of his body is robot. He kind of looks like Cyborg from DC Comics.
Mm-hmm.
He is the only son of General Helmut von Stryker, and commander-in-chief of the Dingo regime, who, unlike his father, was calm. Unlike his father, who was calm, calculating, and control, he's volatile, hot-headed, and manipulative, and used his extremely violent nature and connections with his father to move up the ranks.
Right.
The whole point of the Dingo regime is to eat all the babies, right?
They actually, instead of babies, they fucking hate echidnas so fucking much. He wanted to conquer all of Angel Island and kill the entire echidna population. Let's see. His death, while Dr. Finitvis was preparing to bring back Enerjack, the ancient echidna god of like the fucking emeralds, Cage ordered his entire army to finish off the remaining echidnas. Before he could do this, Enerjack was resurrected. The echidna demigod's first act was to relieve the dingo regime of their uniforms and weapons. So he took all their clothes? And banished them to wander the desert wastelands of Sandopolis for their crimes against the echidna population. That's very biblical.
He really hates shit with cloacas in it.
Yeah, he fucking hates their four-headed dick. Enerjack believed this punishment would teach them humility. In rage, Cage faced Enerjack, defying him with a promise to rally the dingoes to victory. And then in defiance, Enerjack took him apart one molecule at a time. So he just got destroyed by Cage. This says he possessed the typical dingo hatred for echidnas, considering them an inferior race and caring nothing for the suffering he'd caused them.
So this is why the Sonic comics are so beloved by morons.
Because there's genocide in it, yes.
Yeah, because there's just like, oh, well, it deals with real themes like racism and genocide.
Dr. Quack died in like a hospital explosion or something.
After losing his eye.
Yeah, he stepped on like a fucking landmine. Too.
God damn it.
Uma Arachnus got like radiation poisoning.
Like, this is why it'd be great to be a comic book writer, because you're just like, all right, the echidnas are around and there's a genocide. And your publishers are just like, sure, whatever. This is for,
yeah,
this
why
is
not?
For children.
This is the same people who made Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
That's true.
Archie is going to try to get Jughead out of the hamburger restaurant. And then on Sonic the Hedgehog, there's a genocide.
Now, I heard this thing about, what was the name of the, it's Julie Sue?
Yeah, Julie Sue.
I did hear about this. I finally learned about it. Who's the guy who for years everybody claimed was ruining Sonic comics?
I think I know who you mean, but I can't remember the fucking, go ahead.
What's his name?
Go ahead. Whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever his name is, I'll put it in the notes or something. The guy who created it. Did you know about this? I never heard about this. It was created by Ken Penders, got the name. Ken Penders sued Archie Sonic Team Sega, and won a lawsuit, and he got back every single, like, Chaotix character he created.
Right.
Every single
echidna
character he created.
It was like, yeah, like, what is he gonna do with those?
And then he made it a 3D model comic that looks like the bad parts of X Hentai, where Oh, you know what part I'm talking about. Anyway, and the fucking, he renamed them echidnas instead of echidnas, no joke, because he kept hearing people mispronounce the name, and he said, well, let's just make them echidnas then.
Okay.
And they go on space adventures. The art is so disturbing.
I'm looking up the page at Julie Sue right now, and this is very disturbing. She is a Mobian echidna. And the girlfriend and distant relative of Knuckles.
You boy.
Oh boy, Knuckles. Why does she have a cyber dread, too? One of her dreads is roboticized.
Hell yeah.
And also one of her arms is, too. That's cool, I guess, but...
That's not totally the second cousin anymore, because she's like third cousin, first robot.
Yeah, oh man. How
how far of a how distant of a cousin is she? I don't know, but yeah.
Man.
But yeah, anyway, there are characters like Slonic and Knuckles.
Slonic?
Oh my god. Yeah, we need to dip in. We should do some toods, but about the Lara Sue Chronicles.
That sounds good. Julie Sue will, due to a legal settlement, she will never appear in the comics again.
Yeah, even though the comics have been...
are canceled now, but...
There's a character in the Lara Sue Chronicles called Black Man, who is a black man.
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
Ken Penders, you did it again.
Ken Penders, you brought it.
Ken Penders.
What was the point of doing this? Like, he just wanted to, like, imagine being, like, a fan of his comics. He's like, well, I'm going where Ken Penders is going.
Yeah, me. The people like me.
People like you perverts.
Well, I'm lawful evil on the chart, and if I'm a fan of somebody, I'll follow them till I die.
Man, oh man.
Man, oh man.
I'm looking at this CGI Knuckles, and he's a nightmare.
He's a terrible creature.
He actually calls him Knuckles, and not like Knuckles.
Knuckles. His name's Knuckles. Oh boy. Oh, this is a nightmare. Boy. Yikes.
Ken Glock Choker Penders. Glock Choker Penders. I hate it.
Knuckles is in there, they just never give him a name.
We need to figure out where David Gontraman fits into this, like, Sonic comic timeline with, like, alternate characters that were official but not anymore.
Anyway, we need to wrap up this podcast. We got one fan question this week, so it's gonna be pretty brief. Topper's Pizza offers Thousand Island dressing as a sauce. How do I live with this knowledge? Fan of the show, Crass Pants asked.
You said Crass Points in this, and I just want to say, in honor of At Midnight, we will. I'm awarding him some points.
Ellen, can I have some points too?
No, bitch. So how do you guys feel about Thousand Island dressing as a sauce?
As somebody who loves a Thousand Island dressing, I think it's a great dressing. I don't have it too often because it's not good for you. But that's bad. That sucks. Don't do that.
I think eating Thousand Island dressing without being able to name all Thousand Islands is a bad look.
Oh, shit. I can only name at least 50.
That was a drill tweet, by the way. I think a Thousand Island dressing pizza would be good if it was like a Big Mac pizza. You know what I mean?
Fuck.
You can make a Big Mac pizza, and I might be down with that. It'd be kind of... lettuce on a pizza would be bad, but... I don't know. What do you think, Brian? What do you think about Thousand Island dressing?
I think our world is a horror show that we're all going to die someday. So if you want to put Thousand Island on whatever you want, put it on there. Eat that shit. Fuck it.
Eat the shit and fuck it. Fuck the pizza with Thousand Island.
Yeah, fuck that pizza.
You know what?
That's what turns you on if you want to fuck your pizza before, you know, and then just, like... scrape the bits off with your dick and then eat that again. Like, just whatever you want to do, man.
So you know what's fucked up is that that sauce comes from each of the Thousand Islands contributes a little bit to the sauce. That's why it has such a rich flavor profile. 999 of the islands, they just contributed cum. Like, so, like, 99% of that, like, pizza or that sauce is just cum. It's fucked up, but it's true.
It's fucked up.
Damn.
Those are the cum islands.
The cum islands. Yeah, the cum islands. I was trying to think of a chain of islands that sounds like cum, but there aren't any. Anyway, plugs. Got anything to plug, Brian?
No, I'm on Twitter. At Brian_Hansen, I guess.
Brian, Piss Goblin on Twitter.
At Action Allen on Twitter. Follow the show at HogcastSD on Twitter. You can get to the show, I think it's pizza emoji eggplant emoji.ws. You can get to our website that way now too.
Hell yeah.
We have like 5 different domain names. So
yeah, rate and subscribe on iTunes and share with your friends.
Share with your mom. Mom's like the show now.
Yeah, my mom liked that last episode. I assume she has to like this one too.
Probably. It has a guest on it. We don't talk about our dicks as much.
Yeah, we're too embarrassed. We have a grown man on the show. We can't do that.
Yeah, no, we step it up a notch. We're all about cloacas and
yeah, exactly. Well that's back, discussed a
yeah,
lot
we're going later, back yeah. to the we're going back to our original
Monster Musume hype.
Yeah. Oh man. Well,
back when Monster Musume was the only thing keeping us alive. Now we have Kagaguri, so you know what?
That's good enough, baby.
The thing I love about that show is not like that he sees like a horrifying snake monster, and he's like, oh my god, that's a horrifying snake monster. But his first instinct is to just immediately pop a boner.
Well, now, this is listen, a world in which people know about these things, though.
And they're hot and cute, and I love them. They're all my friends.
Yeah, are you kidding
they're
me?
All my friends. What the fuck?
Yeah, are you kidding me? This is a world where people have lived, like, they know about these monster girls for long enough. Like, I bet they were probably spooked immediately, and then they got, like, 5 seconds later, they got a boner, and now everybody knows of their existence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think aliens and monsters, I think a lot of people think we'd fear them immediately, but then I think enough of us would want to fuck them.
Oh, like, immediately.
I think humanity would do okay.
That was the reason they had to make that, like, PG-rated cut of E.T., is because of the scene where, like, E.T. gets, like, fucked by the whole family.
Oh, I've watched that one. It wants to learn about sex.
I think you're... Wait. Brian, I think somebody got you the wrong DVD.
No, I'm pretty sure. It was, like, everybody...
No, Brian?
No, see, in the... Spielberg replaced all the penises with walkie-talkies, so...
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about the E.T. porn parody that Brian accidentally got.
No. That's a different... That usually comes with the special edition, like, director's cut. It's on, like, a separate disc.
Mm-hmm. It's like the Back to the Future ride.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Okay. Well, this has been Hogcast Speedy Delivery. Live and learn.
Live and learn.